Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. UConn will be making its 13th consecutive Final Four trip in the women's NCAA tournament. Paige Becker scored 28 points as the Huskies held off number 2 Baylor last night, 69-67. Meanwhile, number 3 Arizona advanced by topping number 4 Indiana, 66-53. In the men's tournament, top seed Baylor and number 2 Houston moved on to the national semifinals. Baylor took down number 3 Arkansas, 81-72, and Houston defeated number 12 Oregon State, 67-61. There was plenty of action in the NBA as well. The Nets outlasted the Timberwolves 112-107. The Heat routed the Knicks 98-88. The Pelicans bested the Celtics 115-109. The Pistons knocked down the Raptors 118-104. The Wizards beat the Pacers 132-124. And the Jazz crushed the Cavaliers 114-75. The NBA draft has been scheduled for July 29th, although a location hasn't been announced yet. This means the draft would occur 1 week after this season's NBA Finals if the series goes to a full 7 games. The draft combine is scheduled for June 21st through June 27th, and the draft lottery will be held June 22nd. In the NHL, so close, the Sabres coughed up a 3-goal lead in the third period before losing to the Flyers in overtime for their 18th straight loss, 4-3. Also, the Penguins beat the Islanders 2-1, the Oilers downed the Maple Leafs in overtime, 3-2, and the Golden Knights ripped the Kings, 4-1. Panthers defenseman Aaron Ekblad is likely done for the season after undergoing surgery yesterday to repair what the team calls a fracture in his lower extremities. The Panthers said that Ekblad will need 12 weeks to recover. The injury occurred during Sunday's win over the Stars. Ekblad was fitted for an air cast on his left leg and taken off the ice on a stretcher. I'm Jesse King.